you guys. Thank you very much indeed. Well, I'm going to be speaking just for a few more minutes, so if any of the children want to come and sit up here on the spots on the carpet, that would be great. Wonderful. Might need to squash up a little bit. Fantastic. There's not quite room. There's still some room here. Can you come sit up here? Okay. Wonderful. Right. Well, who likes puzzles? Yeah, I love puzzles. I love this time of year because there's lots of crossword puzzles to do. There's lots of jigsaw puzzles. And I love quizzes when you have clues and you have to work out what it's all about. I love puzzles. And already this afternoon, we've done a couple of puzzles, haven't we, up on the board. We had to work out who it was that was hidden behind those puzzle pieces. Well, for the next few minutes, we're going to think about the reading that we've just had from the Bible and think a little bit about the puzzle and the clues that were there in that Bible reading. But before then, we're going to pray. So let's put our hands together so that we don't fiddle and close our eyes, and we're just going to pray for a minute. Father God, we thank you that we can come to church this afternoon to learn more about you. Please help us to listen and to understand amazing things about you. Amen. Fantastic. Well, did you notice that in our reading, it kept talking about the Word, didn't it? But it didn't tell us who the Word was. It didn't tell us the name of the Word at all. And that's a bit of a puzzle, isn't it? Because who is the Word? Well, the bit of the Bible that was read to us was written by a man called John. That's what it says up at the top there. And John was a disciple. He was one of Jesus' very best friends. And he wrote a book about Jesus' life. And this reading was from the very beginning. But later on, as we read through the book of John, we can tell that, in fact, the Word that John was talking about that we've just heard was, in fact, Jesus. And that's why Nathan changed his t-shirt at the very end to say Jesus. All that John was talking about was Jesus. Now, in a couple of days, there's something very exciting going to happen. What is it? Christmas! Who's excited about Christmas? Oh, parents, I think you can take the presents back. They're not very excited at all. Who's excited about Christmas? Okay. Maybe you should keep them. Right, how many days is it till Christmas? Yeah? Somebody's very excited. 4 days, isn't it? 4 more sleeps, that's all you've got till Christmas. Marvellous. Now, what is it that we remember in particular on Christmas Day? What is it that we're thinking about? Yes? The time that Jesus is born. Absolutely right. And that's what we think of on Christmas Day. We remember Jesus being born as a baby. But as we listen to our Bible reading just now, we realize that there's so much more about Jesus. It's not just about him being born as a baby. And so we're going to look back at our Bible reading at some of those clues that we've already had acted out for us that will tell us more about Jesus. So, our first clue is that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, we've already seen that Jesus is the Word. So that means Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. So we're going to add God to our puzzle to show that he's the same as Jesus. But then it says that in the beginning was Jesus. Right at the very, very beginning of time, Jesus existed. Now, I began a little bit over 21 years ago. Some of you I know, like Brian and Joni, began a little bit longer ago than that. And is Karina here? Karina, I think, only began a few weeks ago or even a few days ago. Really, she's very, very little. So when did you begin? Alice, when did you begin? 6, 7 years ago. When did you begin? 7 years again ago? 8.5 years ago? 10 years ago. You see, we all began at different times, didn't we? But you know what? Jesus didn't begin like we did. Jesus didn't begin when he was born as a baby. Jesus has always existed. Jesus has existed since the beginning of time. Jesus existed before your grannies and grandpas, before your great-great-great grannies and grandpas. Jesus existed before Henry VIII, before Tutankhamun and all the Romans and the Egyptians and anybody else from history. Jesus has always existed. Well, what is our next clue? Our next clue is that through him, all things were made. Now, who's really clever? Who can remember what it says in the very first book of the Bible, in Genesis, about how the world was made? What does it say about how the world was made? Fantastic, Alice. God spoke a word and it happened. So God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said, let there be lights in the sky. And there was the sun and the moon and the stars. God said, let the land produce living creatures. And there was elephants and giraffes and camels and ants and caterpillars and all sorts of creatures. God spoke and it happened. But you know what? John says it was through Jesus. John says, actually, Jesus is the one that spoke, because Jesus is God and Jesus is the creator. That's amazing, isn't it? So when we look at our beautiful world, at the mountains and the hills, the flowers and the trees, the people round about us, we remember that actually Jesus is the one who has created everything. Now, you have been sitting brilliantly, but in a minute, I want you to get up, because hidden around the church are four little pictures of things that Jesus has made. And we need them to add to our puzzle. So when I say go, you can go and see if you can find any and bring them back for me, okay? Go! Not that one. They're not back there. Have you found any yet? Fantastic, Lucas. Thank you. Thank you. Two more? Brilliant. Okay, I think we've got them all, so you need to come sit back down here at the front. Thank you. Right, our puzzle's getting better. So we can see Jesus made the mountains, the big animals, the little tiny flowers. He made the stars and the moon. Jesus, who is God, created everything. Well, our next clue is that through the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. So what does that mean? That means that Jesus, because he's the Word, became human. He became flesh and blood, just like us. And he came to live on earth as a human like us. And that's the thing that we particularly remember at Christmas time, isn't it? We remember Jesus becoming a human, being born as a baby, and put in the animal feeding trough in the manger with Mary and Joseph. And then some people came to visit him. Who came to visit Jesus? Yeah? Henry? The wise men. What did the wise men bring with them? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's right. Who else came to visit him? Someone else came? The shepherds. Do you think they brought anything with them? We don't know that they brought sheep, but they might well have done. I think they probably did, but it doesn't say that they did in the Bible. But we remember all of those things at Christmas time, don't we? We remember the angels, crowds and crowds of angels who sang glory to God as we've just sung. And that's brilliant, isn't it, to remember that at Christmas time, that Jesus, who was God, came to live on this earth. Well, our puzzle's almost finished, but it leaves me with a bit of a question. Because why would the creator of the whole world want to come and live on earth? Why would he do that? Well, John tells us why. So if you look up at the screen again, it says, so that all who received Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Now, who knows what they'd like for Christmas? What would you like, Jo? Lego. Brilliant. What would you like? Anything from Frozen, yeah. Annabelle. Sweets, okay. A wig. I could lend you mine. Yes. Pardon? Roller skates. Do you know what? At the 9:15 service today, one little boy wanted a soldering iron. I think that's a very odd child. Brilliant. Fantastic. Well, you know what? Jesus has come to give us better presents than any of those things. I've got something here. What do you think it might be? Biscuits. Think it might be biscuits, Lily? A candle. Do you think it's a present? You do. You don't think it might just be a bit of cardboard wrapped up? Who believes that it's a present? Oh, I think you were first. Would you like to receive my present? Yeah? I'll give it to you then. Don't open it now. Open it later. Brilliant. Well, you know, what's your name? Toby. Toby believed that it was a present. He received it, and possibly later on when he's opened it, he might say thank you. And you know what? That's a little bit like what we do with Jesus. Because if we receive Jesus, if we believe that Jesus is who he claimed to be and receive him, then we can have the best present ever, which is to be one of God's children. You see, God is the most perfect father. I know we all love our dads, but sometimes they're not quite perfect, are they? Sometimes they could be a little bit tired or a bit busy or a little bit grumpy. They don't have time to listen to us or to play with us. Sometimes they even go away from home for a while, don't they? But you know what? If God is your heavenly Father, he is never too busy to listen to you, to talk to you. He is never too tired or grumpy to talk to you, and he will never leave you. God is the most perfect Father, and if we choose to receive and believe in Jesus, then we can be one of his children. And I've asked a couple of children here, a couple of God's children, to bring us our last two bits of the puzzle. So if they could bring them up. Because you know what? It doesn't matter whether we're 4 or 5, 54 and 55, or even 104 and 105. If we've chosen to believe in Jesus, thank you, Tracy, we can be one of God's children. Thank you, Andrew. There we go. Our puzzle is finished. Now, you know when you go to the library and you've got no idea what you want to read and you're just wandering around and then you see an amazing book cover and you think, oh, that looks amazing. I really, really want to read that book. Well, it's all because of the cover, isn't it? Well, I think here we have a great picture about Jesus. We can see who he is and what he came to do. And I hope that over the next year, you'll all want to find out more. You'll want to open the book and find out more about Jesus as we grow older, month after month. So this Christmas, don't just think of Jesus as a baby in a manger. Remember that he is in fact God who created the whole world and who came to live on earth as a baby, but to show us who God is, what he is like, and how we can become God's children. And if you're already believing in Jesus, already one of God's children, then at this Christmas time, let's be really thankful for Jesus and for what he's done for us. So I'm going to pray. So let's just close by praying together. Father God, thank you for sending Jesus at Christmas time. Thank you that he shows us who you are and how we can become one of your children forever. Please help us to remember that. Amen.